People gathered at the Albuquerque Indian Center Friday morning to remember two homeless men who were beaten to death as they slept in a park last week. Allison Gorman and Keith Thompson were both Native American, and their murders have drawn attention to ongoing violence against Native Americans in New Mexico. KUNM Public Health reporter Ed Williams reports.
Around 150 people marched silently down East Central Avenue carrying signs that read, "Stop the violence, end racism, and pray for homeless natives." Many in the mostly Native American crowd were visibly shaken, some crying, some quiet and determined, and others angry as they walked to the beat of a drum. But the marchers seemed to be of one mind that the murders of Gorman and Thompson, while especially brutal, were only the latest episode in a widespread pattern of discrimination and violence against Native Americans in New Mexico.
To me, yes. These are my Pueblo people, you know, my Navajo people. They kill my people.
That was Arika, who didn't want to give her last name. She said she's been a victim of discrimination in Albuquerque and that her husband was murdered on the very street where the march was taking place. Arika said she believes his murder was racially motivated. Another marcher, Crystal Saltwater, who is transgender, said violence and discrimination are especially harsh for gay Native Americans.
I mean, what's Albuquerque gonna bring? They've already beat my boyfriend to death. So what's Albuquerque gonna bring next? You know, hatred? I don't really wanna do this, but I love my boyfriend. But I can't bring him back. I don't mean to be mean, but if there were white guys, you know, they beat him because he's gay.
Back at the Albuquerque Indian Center, march organizer Gordon Yawaki said he knew the victims of last Friday's vicious attack from his work at the center, where the two men had come seeking assistance.
The only reason why we're doing this is to make notice and awareness of our Native people being assaulted on the streets. I myself been assaulted. You know, it's like you're sitting on a bus stop and you see eggs flying out of the car, or even being rocks being thrown at you from not knowing where, or even walking with your groceries. Kids, you know, hate to say that, but kids will actually come with bikes and grab your groceries and take off. You know, and we experience that. And just being that, you know, We get oppressed all the time, and it's just becoming a common nature. And we just want everybody to be aware of what goes on in our communities and try to make it safe.
Navajo Nation leaders have called for the killings to be treated as hate crimes and have asked for an FBI investigation. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.